الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعنها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من مات ولم يعرف إمام زمانه مات ميتة جاهلية صلوات اللهم عرفني نفسك فإنك إن لم تعرفني نفسك لم أعرف نبيك وعرفني رسولك وعرفني نبيك فإنك إن لم تعرفني وعرفني رسولك فإنك إن لم تعرفني رسولك لم أعرف حجتك اللهم عرفني حجتك فإنك إن لم تعرفني حجتك ضللت عن ديني Congratulations to all the mu'mineen and mu'minat and all the lovers of justice and peace and dignity and nobility and to all of you respectable brothers and sisters on this great occasion as we are celebrating the arrival of the birth of our Imam, the Imam of our time, Khatam al-Awsiya, the seal of all the deputies of all the prophets of God, and the Baqiyatullah, the remainder of Allah on earth, Al-Imam al-Muntazir, the awaited Savior, for whom all the previous generations of pious have been waiting, and the Imam for whom it's an assignment assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Holy Prophet had prophesied in his authentic narration narrated by the Sunnis and Shias alike, which Prophet is informing that Yamla'ul Arwa, he is going to fill up the earth with justice and with adl and qist, kama muli'at zulman wa jawra, the way the earth will be filled with injustice and jawr and zulm. And this great divine task, which was never fulfilled by anybody throughout the history, although all the prophets of God without exception stood for justice, and every messenger of Allah without exception tried his best to install justice, but the humanity, overwhelming numbers of the humanity, never supported any of the messengers of Allah without exception. None of the messengers of Allah were ever supported by overwhelming majority of the humanity to install the basic principle, one basic principle of the Creator, that His property cannot be ruled by anyone other than Him. But the humanity never accommodated this basic principle of the Creator till the time where we are living, the final days, or the time which is close to the final days, Akhruz Zaman, has arrived, where we belong to the final deputy of the Holy Prophet, Yusalli Khalfahu Isa ibn Maryam, about whom it has been said that Isa, the son of Mary, will come and pray behind him, till the time he arrives and he fulfills this promise of Allah. And that promise is mentioned in this verse which I recited in the beginning of my speech. And that is precisely the verse which Imam Mahdi alayhis salam is going to read as he would appear at Kaaba when Allah wishes. And this wish of Allah, wa nuridu anna munna ala allazina istud'afu. Our fuqaha have mentioned the irada and will is divided into two categories, al-iradatu at-takwiniyya and al-iradatu at-tashri'iyya. And our mufassireen have mentioned that this irada and wish and will of Allah, which is mentioned in this verse of Holy Quran, is categorized as al-iradatu at-takwiniyya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not al-iradatu at-tashri'iyya, which is left up to the mercy of the people and humanity to obey or not to obey out of their freedoms. So that this promise of God would also end up in the same destiny the way the rest of the Sharia ended up, because people never followed the Sharia in the name of their freedoms. Isn't that right? How many people follow the Sharia of the Prophet or any previous messenger? So, ma'rifat of the Imam of the time, which is incumbent on everybody, and this ma'rifat is other than the ilm, which means knowledge, which is translated into English as knowledge. It's not about knowledge, it's about recognition, in-depth recognition, which comes out of ita'at and obedience. So only those of the people who obey are the ones who can claim that we have the ma'rifat and in-depth recognition of the Imam of our time. So ma'rifat is all about ita'at and obedience. It's not about knowing who the Imam is, which even some of his worst enemies throughout the history and even today know exactly who he is and he, whose son is he, and whose, what's the name of his father and mother and ancestors, and when he was born and where he was born. These are not any hidden or confidential informations about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is a public information accessible to everybody regardless of his belief or disbelief. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who is the treasure of the universe and the fruit of all the message, the entire message of Allah, and the personification of implementing every promise of the Sharia. The entire Sharia in its entirety and totality will be implemented at that time. You know, the dua that we read in the month of Ramadan, dua al-iftitah, where we say, حَتَّى لَا يَسْتَخْفِي بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْحَقِّ مخافت احد من الخلق, so that the imam doesn't hide anything, لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق, doesn't hide nothing of حق and truthfulness, مخافت احد من الخلق, for the scare of anybody among the creatures. That's the way imam is. So that's the way he would be, and that's the way the Sharia will be implemented. All the messengers of Allah stood for installing of the justice and establishment of the justice. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رَسُولُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So every messenger stood for Al-Qiyam Bil-Qist, standing for the sake of justice, which is a common goal of every messenger. And we find in the hadith of Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam, what he said to Abdul Hamid, Ya Abdul Hamid, أَتَرَى مَنْ حَبَسَ نَفْسَهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَا يَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Have you seen a person who exercises abstinence towards Allah? That means you control yourself for the sake of Allah, on the path of Allah. In other words, بَلَا وَاللَّهِ لَيَجْعَلَنَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Can you find a person, in other words, can you find a person, thank you, can you find a person who is such and Allah still doesn't provide an opening for him? Certainly, yes, I swear to God that certainly Allah is going to provide opening. رحم الله عبدا حبس نفسه علينا رحم الله عبدا أحيا أمرنا. May Allah have mercy on the person who, in other words, controls himself for the sake of Allah and makes our amr alive. This narrator asked Imam Baqir alayhi salam, قَالَ قُلْتُ فَإِن مِتُّ قَبْلَ أَنْ أُدْرِكَ الْقَائِمَةِ. What if I die before Imam Al-Qa'im, Imam Al-Mahdi, who is the riser, who is apprised, who is going to apprise, would appear, before I find him, if I die, what's going to happen to me? And Imam alayhi salam said, Al-Qa'il minkum, somebody who, according to this narration, how so al-qa'il minkum in adrakt al-qa'im min ali muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi nusratahu kal muqari' ma'ahu bisayfihi. In other words, it means that anybody who believes in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and he believes that if I have the opportunity, I'm ready to support him, I'm ready to assist the imam, I'm ready to provide my help to the imam. If somebody has this kind of belief, he is kal muqari', he is just like the person who is fighting alongside with the imam with his sword. وَالشَّهِيدُ مَعَهُ لَهُ شَهَادَتَان. And somebody who becomes a martyr along with him has two shahadat, two martyrdoms, which has been interpreted by our scholars that the word shahadatan, two martyrdoms, actually stands for the guy is going to have two rewards. One is the reward of his shahadat and martyrdom, and the other reward is the reward which he is going to get for his intidhar, being a muntazir, an awaiter, a person who is awaiting and fulfilling the conditions of waiting for the imam of the time. So, this dua which I recited, this dua is actually taught by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this was told to Zurara ibn Ayyan. This is one of the greatest ever companions of Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. You know, oh my Lord, give me the ma'rifat. We are talking about the ma'rifat and recognition of the imam, which depends on obedience and itaat. O my Lord, Allahumma arifni, give me the ma'rifat of yours. Because if you don't, لم أعرف نبيك, I will end up not recognizing your prophet. And then the dua says, اللهم عرفني نبيك, اللهم عرفني رسولك. Oh my Lord, give me the ma'rifat, an in-depth recognition of your messenger. Because if you don't, فإنك إن لم تعرفني رسولك لم أعرف حجتك, I will end up not recognizing your hujjat, which is of course the imam of whatever time a mu'min is living, that's his imam. Please come forward a little bit and read salawat so that we can accommodate all those brothers and sisters who are arriving. So I won't end up recognizing your hujjat. And what's going to happen if I don't recognize the hujjat of Allah? This dua of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, وَاللَّهُمَّ عَرِّفْنِي حُجَّتَكَ فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ لَمْ تُعَرِّفْنِي حُجَّتَكَ ظَلَلْتُ عَنْ دِينِي. Oh my Lord, make me have the ma'rifat of your hujjat, the in-depth recognition of your hujjat, because if you don't, I will get misguided. ظَلَلْتُ, ظَلَالَتْ, gumrahi, misguidance. I will lose the path, the track which I am following. I will get misguided. ظَلَلْتُ عَنْ دِينِي, I will get misguided from my religion. I will lose my religion, in other words. I will die without the religion Islam. I will die as a non-believer in God. So the ma'rifat of the Imam in this beautiful hadith, our philosophers and urafa point us to a very beautiful aspect of this dua, because it comprises of burhan-e-limmi, what we call in philosophy. There are several kinds of barahin and evidences. One is burhan, and the famous ones are burhan, you know, al-inni and al-burhan-e-limmi. Al-burhan-e-limmi is that evidence in which you get transferred from the effect to the cause, from the ma'lul, the effect, to the illat, the cause, from the musabbab to the sabab. This is called al-burhanul inni in philosophy. Whereas if you mention an evidence from which you are getting transferred from the cause to the effect, from the illat towards the ma'lul, from the sabab towards the musabbab, this type of burhan in philosophy we call it as al-burhanul limmi. So this dua, this beautiful dua that was taught by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to Zurara, has al-burhanul limmi, because it starts from God. Allahumma arifni nafsaka, instead of starting otherwise, instead of we trying to and have the ma'rifat and understanding in depth recognition of Allah through all the effects that He created, all the universe around us, and we ourselves being a creation of Allah, instead of we getting transferred to the Creator by looking at the effects and then getting transferred towards the cause of all the effects, illatul ilal, the cause of all the effects. This is a lowly way of recognizing Allah, as compared to the other option, which is the higher way. Because in the other option, which is the higher way, you don't even consider the effects. You don't consider the effects, generally speaking, to be worthy enough to introduce God. Because when you recognize God first, then you will be better able to understand that when God is like this, then what sort of person is required to represent a God like this? Then you will end up having a better understanding of the greatness of Rasulullah, who personifies every single name and every single attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without exception. Because you understood God first. When God is like this, then what type of person is eligible to even interpret and introduce God to us? Are we eligible to introduce Allah? How much do we reflect God in our personality? But this beautiful dua has burhan limmi. So you have to have ma'rifat of Allah first so that you can easily understand the greatness of Rasulullah. And if you have the ma'rifat and the great and in-depth understanding of Rasulullah, then you will be truly able to easily understand the ma'rifat of the hujjat, which is required to die away from this world with iman and faith. So, like I said earlier, ma'rifat is all about ita'at and obedience. As long as a person, according to what my teacher used to say, you know, that har ke beguyad man be khaste khodam antor ke khodam behtar mishnasam amal mikunam. Anybody who still keeps on saying, I would like to follow the way I think is right. Anybody who has his own opinion still surviving and his intellect still is unable to guide him to the realm and domain of divine revelation and wahi. Our intellect was custom created by Allah to guide us and to get elevated up till the domain of revelation. As soon as we find the limits and borders of the domain of revelation, which we human beings have zero access to any of the teachings of the domain of the wahi and revelation, unless the prophets tell us, we know nothing about the wahi. We have no way to learn about the wahi. Just like my goat can go into the lawn of the neighbor and eat the grass, because my goat has no idea that usurping somebody else's property without the permission of the owner is haram. My goat has no idea to understand all that. It's a goat. Isn't that right? We humans can understand that and get elevated spiritually by avoiding to usurp other people's property. Isn't that right? So this halal and this haram and this wajib and that haram, we had no way to understand unless the Holy Prophet teaches us. So we get spiritually elevated. So as long as our personal opinions are surviving, despite the fact that the teachings of the Wahi is already available, leaving no vacuum for our personal opinions, we must understand we are still a slave. And the hadith of Amir Mumineen Islam has already said, Abdu Shahwa Azallu Min Abdu Riq. That's in Sharh of Nahj al-Balagha of Ibn Abi al-Hadid al-Mu'tazili, according to his narration. A slave of desires is more zaleel and humiliated and lowly. In other words, a slave of desire is more lowly as compared to the slave who is owned by somebody. In other words, in old days, people used to own the slaves. Isn't that right? Islam get rid of that problem in a very articulate and well-thought way. So, basically, riqiyat and slavery is not just of one kind that you go and buy a human from the market, you know, and become the owner of a human. In Islam, no one can own a human being. But basically slavery, the worst type of slavery is that when we are slave to our own desires. We are yet to be freed. And that's why Islam came to set us free from all the yokes of bondages that the humanity has and all the desires and whims that basically enslave us. So, obedience towards the Imam doesn't come free of cost. You have to stand against the zulm and oppression and kufr and support the mustadhafin and oppose the mustakbirin. And you need to have sacrifice and sabr and isar and patience and resilience and steadfastness and sabatul qadam. And the policy like the children of Israel did towards Prophet Moses is simply not going to work if we are talking about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Look at what the Holy Quran says when talking about those people who didn't support Prophet Moses, Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Izhab Quran says, "Fazhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila." You go and you and your Lord go and fight them. Inna hahuna qa'idun. We are sitting here. That's the way they did to us, Prophet Moses. They gave a very hard time to Prophet Moses. But this ayat of Holy Quran, again, which I recited in the beginning of my speech, which Imam Mahdi al-Islam is going to recite when he would appear, is also related to the story of Banu Israel. وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّ مُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Connected to, to the children of Israel and their success and victory over the mustakbirin, you know. And Hazrat Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is also very much similar to Prophet Moses, like his similarity to so many other of the prophets. It's mentioned in the hadith. He has shabahat and similarity to different anbiya. It's narrated in several ahadith. Some of the narrations say to Prophet Adam, to Prophet Noah, to Prophet Ibrahim. And he is similar to Prophet Musa and Prophet Isa. And of course, to the Holy Prophet, he is the most similar person in his every aspect of his personality with the Holy Prophet. And the shabahat and similarity with Hazrat Musa, as interpreted and narrated by our scholars, is about the khifa'ul wilada, being born in a hidden way. And in the Qiyam, in the uprising, Hazrat Musa, Fir'aun killed all the babies without exception in those days. Because somebody prophesied that a baby will be born who is going to jeopardize and who is going to basically overthrow your empire. Just because of that prediction, he killed every single baby without exception. Except Prophet Moses, alayhi salam, except Prophet Musa. All the rest of the babies, without exception, were killed by Pharaoh. So no one was born, no one survived. But the one whom Allah wishes to survive will always survive. And we find that at the end of the day, with all those oppositions that Pharaoh did, the victory was finally with Hazrat Musa. Wazkuru iz antum qalilun mustad'afuna wal ardu takhafuna an yatakhatafakum an-nas fa'awakum wa ayyadakum bi nasrihi wa razaqakum min at-tayyibati la'allakum tashkurun. Suratul Anfal, verse 26. Talking about the same story. These children of Israel were such, they were so much afraid, wandering from one earth to another. We learn from the history. And they were afraid that, they have no place to go. But Allah provided them refuge and strengthened them with His victory. And وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, and provided them the tayyibat so that they be thankful and grateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, the hayatan tayyiba, falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyiba, has been interpreted by Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam in his hadith that hiyal qana'ah. The hayatan tayyiba is actually qana'at. Those of the people who have qana'at, they don't have greed. They find less to be sufficient for them. They are the ones who have the hayatan tayyiba. So this kind of sacrifice requires from us to break away from the pleasures of this dunya, because as long as we keep on loving the pleasures of this dunya, we will continue to give the same hard time. And as long as we have the greed towards the pleasures of this dunya, we will continue to give the same hard time to the imam of our time, just like the children of Israel gave towards Prophet Musa. So when somebody asked the imam, and if somebody came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, was praising his Shia. I have a friend who is a Shia, He is so nice. Our people, our community in my area, my neighborhood are so nice people. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked him, in other words, that Yati Ahadun ila Kise Akhihe. Can, in other words, that is that the situation in your area that anybody can come and grab as much money he wants from the back of his brother and the brother won't stop him? He said, no, that's not the case. Why can anybody, any woman can come and take my money away? That's not the case. That's not the situation of the Shias in my area. Imam alayhi salam replied, فَهُمْ بِدِمَائِهِمْ أَبْخَلْ. These people will be, they are more miser towards their blood. When this is the situation, in other words, we have towards giving money which is more than our needs of life. If I have a money, amount of money which is more than my needs of life, I'm still not ready to support those who don't have it, who are less unfortunate, then of course I will be much more attached towards saving my life and giving blood for the sake of Islam and Mu'mineen, and for the, what to talk of giving blood for the sake of the Imam of my time. I mean, our situation is such, even if people, in my personal experience, I have encountered some people bring the khums money and they are actually trying to dictate the scholar that, Maulana, you got to spend this money like this and this and this. So you're not even leaving the money of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to be spent according to the laws of the Sharia. You are even trying to dictate how your khums money has to be spent. What to talk of your own money? How many strings would be attached about your own money? Look at our level of attachment. This is the sifat of munafiqeen. Attachment towards the money and considering the money to be ours, not Allah's. Just like the Qarun used to say, Quran says, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ إِنْدِي. And Quran was trying to make us understand that everything belongs to Allah, nothing belongs to you. Al-mulku lillahi al-wahid al-qahar. We don't heed to the divine warnings. Quran was trying to make us understand, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Spend from what Allah made you a khalifa. We are a khalifa, a deputy, a vicegerent, a naib, supposed to spend the way God commanded. It's His money. It's just amanat and entrusted trust in our control to behave the way He commanded in His entrusted trust and amanat. It's not ours. But we have a different way of thinking and our own opinion surviving in the presence of the pre-existing opinion of the Creator. And then we claim we love Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So, this ghaibat time before I end my speech is one of the best occasions for our own self-scrutiny. Where do we stand? A human is the best judge for himself. بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة. Quran says, ولو ألقى معاذيرة. So, in the light of this verse of Holy Quran, we understand no matter how much excuses I may furnish, but I know what I am. Everybody knows who he is. What's my status? Where do I stand? Everybody knows. No matter how much excuses we furnish, we cannot fool ourselves. Isn't that right? Because we know who we are, what we are, how we are. So this is the best time of ghaibat. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for taking the imam away from us. That's what we deserve. Allah is just. He's not doing any injustice to us. Allah is just. That's what we deserve it. We ask for it. Our actions speak louder than the words. Our behaviors and policies of life towards the zalimeen and taghuts is exactly revealing the same, that the imam is undefendable by us because we love money. Please take the imam away from us. Our actions are speaking louder. Because enough is enough. 11 were killed. We couldn't defend. What are we expecting? Shall Allah send another 124,000 prophets of God for us to wake up and open up our eyes? That's not going to happen. Another 12 imams? Let the 12 also get killed similarly the way 11 of his ancestors got killed? That's not going to happen. Quran can never become a liar. Allah has already promised, وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّ مُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ It's an irada al-takwiniya التي لا تتخلف عن المراد. The difference between irada al-takwiniya and al-irada al-tashri'iya is that irada al-tashri'iya of Allah, that kind of will is left up to the people. To obey or not to obey. That's why we do what we do towards the laws of the revelation. But al-irada al-takwiniya is not left up to the mercy of the people to do and execute or not to execute. The moment it happens, the moment the irada and will takes place, the same moment it's executed without the slightest delay. Because Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the madhar of al-irada al-tashri'iyya and al-irada al-takwiniyya both. And Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, who has the 9,000 plus years of age, our scholars say, is a servant of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So this is the best time. It's a chance given to us to correct our behaviors, self-scrutinize ourselves, hold ourselves accountable, stop in disassociating the religion from the politics, consider the political and social obligations to be much, much, much more important than the personal obligations in Islam. That's the way Islam is, to stand for justice and oppose the injustice, and to do istighfar and seek forgiveness for our sins and correct ourselves. At the end, I would like to say what the Holy Quran has said, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. In other words, that Allah is informing us that the beloved servants of Allah have no scare, no fear, and don't become sorrowful. They have no khawf and huzn. The beloved servants of Allah, awliya Allah, are like this. And we have hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrated by Sheikh Saduq talking about this very verse of Holy Quran which I recited, where Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Tuba li shi'ati qa'imina. The Shias of our qa'im, that means the Imam Mahdi who is going to uprise, the followers, the real followers, the followers of our qa'im deserve to be congratulated. Tuba li shi'ati qa'imina al-muntazirina li zuhurihi, those who are waiting for his appearance, fi ghaybatihi, in his absence. Wal-muti'ina lahu, now he comes to ma'rifat, muti'in, those who are obedient towards him, lahu fi zuhurihi, those who are obedient towards him in his in his appearance. Ulaika awliya'ullahi alladhina la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. They are the beloved servants of Allah who don't get afraid and are not sorrowful. So if we are muntazir, we are part of the awliya'ullah. If we obey the imam of our time, we are part of the awliya'ullah who have no fear and have nothing to be sorrowful about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Let's read this dua which our Imam told to Zurara all together. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma arrifni nafsaka fa innaka in lam tu'arrifni nafsaka lam a'rif nabiyyaka. Allahumma arrifni rasulaka fa innaka in lam tu'arrifni rasulaka lam a'rif hujjataka. Allahumma arrifni hujjataka fa innaka in lam tu'arrifni hujjataka dhalaltu an dini. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.